Newly elected Newark, New Jersey Mayor Cory Booker's style has heads turning, but commentator Lester Spence isn't impressed. He says he's seen this trend before and wonders why the media is looking at this elected official's personal style instead of his politics.
Disgusted with the poverty, the crime, the corruption that categorized Newark, Cory Booker made headlines 4 years ago when he tried to take on the Sharp James regime in Newark and lost. Booker was just inaugurated as mayor. Rather than let the first campaign dissuade him, he ran again. And this time, not only did he win, but his entire slate of city council candidates also won, erasing the last political vestiges of Sharp James's regime. The Post could have also talked about the types of innovative solutions that Booker proposed to solve them. Recently, the Washington Post ran a cover story on Booker. In choosing their angle, the Post could have focused on the hurdles that Booker faces. Newark is one of the poorest cities in the country, with high dropout rates, high crime rates, high unemployment rates, and high rates of illness. They could have also chosen to write a story about how Booker's going to deal with his critics, with those who called him a sellout. Or they could have talked about how his battles with the Sharp James regime reflects a growing generational disconnect between old guard black political leaders and young lions such as Booker or Detroit's Kwame Kilpatrick. Of all the possible things to focus on, what does the Post choose? Booker's style. No joke. The Washington Post spread on Cory Booker, the newly elected mayor of one of the largest cities in New Jersey, was in the style section. Booker's politics? Doesn't matter. The challenges Booker faces? Who cares? Evidently, what the Washington Post cares about is Booker's personal style. Did you know that Booker likes to tell stories? Man, you should have been at his coronation. Folks were having church up in there. How about where he lives? Did you know that Booker really lives in a project? Talk about keeping it real. Did I mention how religious he is? That he doesn't eat red meat? You get the picture. Hell, from what I can tell about the story, I'd love to hang out with Booker. He's a former Rhodes Scholar, 6'3", and lives in the projects by choice. He also used to play football for Stanford. Did I mention that? We could probably talk for hours. But here's the thing. I'm not reading People magazine. I'm not looking for America's 50 most beautiful people. I'm not even reading Vibe or The Source. So what I'm looking for is a discussion about politicians like Booker that don't become personal PR pieces. America as a whole is already way too focused on the personal style of their political candidates. Gore didn't just lose the election because it was stolen from him. He also lost it because journalists just didn't like the way he rolled. What I want to know is simple. What do they plan to do while they are in office? If he plans to be more aggressive in prosecuting quality of life crimes, what does that mean for people in poor neighborhoods? I've seen this trend before. I remember when Dennis Archer was the next big thing. Then years later, it was Harold Ford. Then Barack Obama. In every case, politics took a back seat for style. Don't you think, given the problems we're facing, we should let GQ focus on style and get our newspapers to focus more on politics?
Lester Spence is assistant professor of political science at Johns Hopkins University.